was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls the string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night rolls in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride. They claim to seek a new world order, nations without borders, but don't believe the lie. Even in this wealthy nation, it could come down to starvation in the twinkling of an eye. They tell us there will soon be peace, our lives will be an endless feast, but they lead us toward the dark. In the distance, sabers rattle, and the armies train for battle as the beast prepares his mark. There's an unseen hand.
Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Good night, everyone. This is your host, Tom Lacabara Stewart. I am joined by Mr. John O. Mesmer and Lori Anderson. If she can get in here, she's having some connectivity issues. However, she is our host, and God love her. She always has wonderful content to provide for us. Folks, it's been a very interesting few days. I think we can all agree to that. Now, tonight, we are going to share with you a tad of the truth behind who's causing all of this chaos. I'm going to start off tonight with clip one. Roll that clip.
I will fight for comprehensive immigration reform and a path to citizenship for you and for your families across our country. I will fight to stop partisan attacks on the executive actions that would put Dreamers, including those with us today, at risk of deportation. And if Congress continues to refuse to act, as president, I would do everything possible under the law to go even further. The executive actions that would put Dreamers, including those with us today, at risk of deportation. The executive actions. I would do everything possible to go even further.
Amazing. Amazing. Just absolutely amazing. This woman knows
and
no
that
bounds.
Biatch.
You know, we have shared over and over and over again. I don't know if we're really, if we're making an effect. I guess y'all can hear I am on the farm. I don't know whatever sparked our rooster who was long past asleep, but I am sitting in a 25-acre horse farm in the barn. I came to you tonight. We have a studio being set up as I speak. we had to stop for this broadcast. it's a little, I kind of like it. It's kind of a rustic effect to have the rooster cawing in the background there. But we have the studio being set up as we speak. We had to stop for the broadcast tonight. So there he goes. You hear him, John?
Gotta love the rooster, Tom.
Oh, you know what? I wouldn't give up the rooster there. I tell you what, we have farm fresh eggs every single day. I tell you, you know, they don't get any. It doesn't get any better than that. But anyway, no, folks, apologize for the rooster calling in the background. As I said, we have a studio being built where we were 3/4 of the way done this evening. We have it soundproofed. I'm working, helping to manage a 25-acre equestrian farm, we have a sufficient insulated studio being built inside. I know it sounds like Hickville in the barn, but the barn, if you get to see it, when you go to Resurrect the Republic in the next week or so, I'm going to be posting photographs so you understand where I'm at. I tell you, it doesn't get better than farm life, and I wouldn't have any other way. I grew up that way, and I tell you that there is no other more rewarding life than waking up at 5:00 in the morning and going out and listening to the horses run across the field and the rooster cock-a-doodle doing, you know, and collecting eggs that just dropped out of the chicken to cook up for breakfast. Isn't that the best, John?
Yes, it is. I absolutely love it. So, yeah, we raise chickens and turkeys here on my little farm and have our gardens, and I wouldn't have it any other way. We've done butchering about 50 chickens and turkeys, so we'll have a turkey for Thanksgiving and a turkey for either Christmas or New Year. Best turkey ever ate, too, I'm telling you.
Well, I shared clip one with us. I think somehow it got a little damaged, but I'm going to share it on our Twitter, Facebook, on Resurrect the Republic when we get an opportunity. I was speaking to an attorney who is a liberal who is voting for Hillary Clinton. And the man said to me that Donald Trump scares him to death because, and the only reason, he doesn't like Clinton. He doesn't like Clinton. However, he said that the thought of Trump with his finger next to the nuclear button scares the hell out of him for various reasons. Now, I listened to that and I internalized that, and I went back to some clips where Clinton very clearly and adamantly says that she will resort to a hard stance and the consideration of nuclear war in the event that Russia or Iran should violate certain aspects of certain agreements. Now, here's the problem that I have. Clinton is taking a stance that she will absolutely use nuclear options as a deterrent, and she has made this clear a little bit too quickly. Whereas Donald Trump at least has the tacit respect of Putin, who looks forward to working with Trump, whereas Putin has absolutely no respect for Clinton. Clinton has absolutely no respect for Putin. It starts off in a Clinton presidency as a seriously dangerous ordeal. So
it's a serious time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I think the exact opposite of what your attorney friend thinks.
Yeah.
The thought of Hillary with her finger on the nuclear button, so to speak, scares the crap out of me. But at least
doesn't
Trump
it?
Is advocating getting along with Putin and, you know, coming together with Russia to fight ISIS. And so, you know, hey, Trump ain't perfect, but I tell you what, I know damn well he does not want to start a nuclear war. And he does care about his family, his children and grandchildren, and his, you know, and the American people. So even though he's not perfect, he definitely cares about our republic and
creating
a nuclear wasteland.
I don't think anybody wants their legacy as president to be a nuclear wasteland. However, we're talking about Clinton, the same individual that had somebody testifying against her who accidentally had a barbell dropped on his throat. Now, somebody that can allow things like that to happen has no conscience whatsoever. It doesn't matter whether it's one death, four deaths, or 100,000 deaths. People like that have no conscience whatsoever. So anyway, I want to get to clip two. This comes from the floor of the United Nations, and I want everyone to listen to this very carefully. Please roll clip two.
This is not a civil war in Syria. That's probably the first thing we heard, and we heard it over and over again. It is not President Assad against his own people. It is President Assad and the Syrian people all together in unity against outside forces, outside mercenary forces, terror organizations, the names change every day or every other day to try to protect their identity and maybe keep the connection between the country that funded it and that group kind of a little bit more nebulous. But there are groups, mercenary forces, supported by Qatar, Saudi Arabia, Turkey, the United States, and underneath it, Israel, the state of Israel. And these outside mercenary forces are the ones that are terrorizing the Syrian people and are attempting to divide the Syrian people. I remember...
Imagine that. Imagine that. It's always funny when it comes down to the Middle East that the main primary instigator right in the middle of it all is the state of Israel. Now, for many of those Christian folks that tune into this show, some of which tonight, again, I have a few new listeners, you know, it's been misconstrued by members of my own family. I have gone toe-to-toe with two folks that have endeared themselves to my brother through his wife that she used to work for. They became de facto grandparents to my nephews and my niece. And these two folks, well, of course, the fella is Jewish, and he tried making it sound like I was some kind of neo-Nazi, anti-Semitic. Look, folks, I had a Jewish co-host for a long time. My brother, my stepbrother, a Jewish man, I loved him with all my heart. Of course, he rejected the Talmud. He rejected a lot of the Babylonian influence of their culture. However, he maintained his identity. He did, and he was a good man. He would give you the shirt off his back. I don't have any hatred for anyone or any people. The problem that I have are with ideologies, with theocracies, with control mechanisms that have been designed to control, manipulate, divide, and so on and so on.
Well, as we stated, you know, we've stated before, Tom, that, you know, the Jewish universe, just like many other cultures and or religions, there's two completely different sides to that universe. So that you have the good side of it and you have the bad side of it. So
just like everything,
you know,
in the world.
and the bad side has an ideology that is just as sickening as the ideologies that we're fighting right here. So
You know,
it has nothing to do with being against the Jewish people or the religion.
No, no, no. You know, if we go back in the history of time, there have been certain factions among the Jewish people that embrace occultism or Kabbalah or you know, things that are practiced in a select elitist kind of fashion, where they use their own people as cannon fodder to hide the crimes that they commit. And repeatedly throughout history, there have been a group of these individuals that have practiced a form of Babylonian cult, Baal worship, Moloch worship, and satanic practices, where they take young Christian children and they commit ritual murders. And you know, this is not some wild conspiracy theory. These are documented, recorded history. You know, this is recorded in the historical record time and time again. I mean, these folks have caused a large number of people among their own groups to be kicked out of something like 190 different countries. And, you know, yeah, my mom told me... No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, you know, it's been, like you said, it's been well documented. And that's the child sacrifices in a very, you know, defined sect. It's been going on for hundreds of years, not thousands even.
Yeah.
And so that is nothing new, and it is very well documented.
Yes, yes, it is. And these folks, like the Sabbateans, the Karl Marxes of the world, the Saul Alinskys of the world, who openly they embrace their Jewish culturalism, but at the same time they embrace Lucifer and they invoke Lucifer as the original rogue rebel and revolutionary. You know, well, what do you think you're going to get? When you embrace that kind of ideology, you're only going to bring about suffering. Now, the thing that really disturbs me the most is that for many, many, many years leading up to World War II, history is replete with article after article of the 6 million, the 6 million. And then they talk about the burnt sacrifice and the Holocaust in the making. And then, of course, we get into World War II, where Allied bombing just absolutely carpet bombed the entire areas where there were internment camps. Now, let's discuss, why were there internment camps? Well, just like I have a hard time and a problem with the Japanese internment camps during World War II in the United States, I seriously... and an opponent against internment camps of any sort. I'm I believe in deportation as a tool and a mechanism rather than incarcerating or anything like that. But we had who did we have as allies during World War II? But the Soviet Communist Union, and the Soviet Union, who was absolutely, completely being led by Trotsky, the Red Army, the murders that they committed, the crimes against humanity that they committed, the Christians that were murdered, their ditches that were dug. You know, it amazes me when people talk about the Holocaust and, you know, they try and make a case for these internment camps and the you know, the ovens and this and that. Folks, here's how you kill people when you want to kill them in mass. You dig a huge hole, you line them up, and you shoot them and kill them like the Red Army did. Here's what you don't do. You don't build buildings. You don't buy uniforms. You don't buy shoes. You don't buy movie projectors. You don't buy instruments to have band rooms. You don't place them in internment camps and trick them and lead them into a building and then gas them and burn them. You dig a huge hole and you shoot them and kill them. That is how you commit genocide. It just amazes me. It amazes me that people can be so duped by these concoctions in history. It amazes me. It truly does. You know, I know that there was a lot of stuff. I'm not going to discount that there was a huge amount of suffering by many, many innocent Jews in World War II. I will not deny that fact. However, what I will say is that that discrimination, if you want to call it that, punishment was brought about by the elite members within the Zionist community who fomented, who antagonized, who brought about this persecution. And you see, they call it unreasonable or unjustified. But when you declare economic war on a country, you've declared war upon that country. And that is exactly what World Jewry did in World War II. Now, I am no fan of Adolf Hitler at all. Not even remotely. Now, I know that many people that that are out there, they seem to think that, you know, I know that there was aspects of Adolf Hitler that were admirable. The fact that he did away with certain ritualistic animal sacrifice and slaughtering, which was very seriously appalling. I know that he was a vegetarian and he would not eat anything that was harmed or suffered through pain. I know all of these things. I also know about Adolf Hitler that he had a Third Reich and he had an SS that were in deeply into the occult. So at the same time where I can see where Germans embraced his persona, Adolf Hitler, very much like Barack Obama, very much like Hillary Clinton, very much like Mao Zedong, like many of the other ones, were tools of the organizations of which they controlled the people, very similarly to, in this country, the Council on Foreign Relations. We created Al-Qaeda. The United States created Al-Qaeda. And now Al-Qaeda is our number one enemy. Hegelian dialectics. I don't know what else can illustrate that any better.
Yeah, and we essentially created ISIS as well. As a matter of fact, if you would cut out the Obama administration and his reign, if you will, and put it in the history books, you know, instead of Hitler's reign, they would say most, or at least many, of the same things about Obama as they say now about Hitler. So what we're getting in our country, in our republic, and is pretty much the playbook of the Nazis. So the similarities are striking. It's the same playbook, essentially.
Well, it surely is.
What do you think?
It absolutely surely is. Anyway, we have clip 3, where Hillary Clinton states that she will legalize all of these aliens in her first 100 days. I want to get to clip 3 and let the folks hear what this woman has to say. Now, keep in mind, I look at Hillary Clinton very similarly to that of neocons. If you look at her policies, if you look at many of the same policies that the Bush administration were involved with, it's very hard when you try and find a dividing line only when it comes to domestic social issues is there a real difference? Other than that, we're looking at essentially no much different than the neocon. Okay, so roll clip three. Clip three is what? Okay, I have Hillary Clinton. I will legalize 30 million aliens in my first 100 days. You don't have that one? All right, well, let me send that to you again. Hang on a second. Sorry, folks. There's a little... we were building, working on our studio before broadcast tonight, so I apologize. I just sent it over to you. You cue that up when you get a chance.
Well, Hillary Clinton, she pretty much everything that a neocon is, with an added measure of destructive evil. I don't even think, G.W. Bush wanted nuclear war. I as bad as the Bush administration was, and as much as I couldn't stand, everything to do with Bush and his policies, I don't think he wanted to start a nuclear war, or I don't think he was even willing to start a nuclear war. But Hillary, she's all neocon for sure, but she's got an added measure of just absolutely destructive evil on top of all that. So take that to the bank.
Yes, you can. All right. Well, anyway, we got our signals crossed with our clips. But anyway, I want to go to George Carlin, illustrated who the enemy was pretty well. I don't agree with Carlin on everything, okay? I want to make that clear. I don't agree with George Carlin on everything, but I do believe that this next piece that we're going to share with you illustrates pretty well some ironies, shall I say, about life. Go ahead and roll George Carlin on Jews.
I think there's a resurgence of anti-Semitism because at this point in time, Europe has not yet learned how to be multicultural. And I think we're going to be part of the throes of that transformation, which must take place. Europe is not going to be the monolithic societies that they once were in the last century. Jews are going to be at the center of that. It's a huge transformation for Europe to make. They are now going into a multicultural mode, and Jews will be resented because of our leading role. But without that leading role and without that transformation, Europe will not survive.
Yeah,
the Muslims are going to win because they're going to out-reproduce us. They're already doing that. They will definitely have more babies than we do, and they don't care. You see, they have nothing to lose. I learned very early, growing up in West Harlem, you don't necessarily, if you have to, you have to, but if you don't necessarily get into a fight with some guy who doesn't give an F, a person who has nothing to lose will always beat someone who has things at home that he wants to protect. Always, 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 always. They don't care. They don't care, and there's more of them, and they're going to be more and more and more. Europe is already becoming Muslimized. That stuff is over.
We will be right back on the other side. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Resurrect the Republic, true radio broadcast on RBN. George Park.
NF. A person who has nothing to lose will always be someone who has things at home that he wants to protect. Always, 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 always. They don't care. They don't care, and there's more of them, and they're going to be more and more and more. Europe is already becoming Muslimized. That stuff is over. White race is on its way out. We don't even reproduce a replacement rate.
We
barely replace ourselves. That's right. Time is on their side. And we're so anxious to look at the next quarterly dividend. The next quarterly dividend. It's coming, folks, and some of you are going to be alive to feel the blade. It's going to be wonderful.
Now, to balance the scale, I'd like to talk about some things that bring us together. Things that point out our similarities instead of our differences. Because that's all you ever hear about in this country is our differences. That's all the media and the politicians are ever talking about, the things that separate us, things that make us different from one another. That's the way the ruling class operates in any society. They try to divide the rest of the people. They keep the lower and the middle classes fighting with each other so that they, the rich, can run off with all the fucking money. fairly simple thing happens to work. You know, anything different, that's what they're going to talk about. Race, religion, ethnic and national background, jobs, income, education, social status, sexuality. Anything you can do, keep us fighting with each other so that they can keep going to the bank. You know how I describe the economic and social classes in this country? The upper class keeps all of the money, pays none of the taxes. The middle class pays all of the taxes, does all of the work. The poor are there just to scare the middle class. Keep them showing those jobs.
But there's a reason. There's a reason. There's a reason for this. There's a reason education sucks, and it's the same reason that it will never, ever, ever be fixed. It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they're getting fucked by a system that threw them overboard 30 fucking years ago. They don't want that. You know?
All right, with the cussing, that was, I thought, was an edited version that did not have some of the more colorful language, but we can't keep rolling that. But I'm going to share that with you, and I want all of you to listen to it off the air. We will be broadcasting that, and we'll be sharing that out on RTR Truth Media on Twitter. We'll be sharing it on our Facebook, as well as resurrectorepublic.com and republicbroadcasting.org. Facebook channel as well. But what he was tapping into, you know, I have my disagreements with him. However, he was accurate on so many things. Anyway, that being said, we have a clip. We, you know, of course, anybody who's been paying attention to Project Veritas, would know that there is another latest video that just came out. Everyone's talking about the Donald Ducks is one of them. I think that is rather, it shows the childish nature of the folks that we are dealing with. It's insane. But the White House finally responded to Project Veritas. They have something to say, as well as Anderson Cooper also has something to say. But first we are going to roll the White House comments on Project Veritas. And Mike, I'm sending you over a follow-up on that one of Anderson Cooper. So if you would play the White House clip on Project Veritas.
The Project Veritas videos that have been making the rounds of late, does the White House have any reaction to the dismissal or the severance of two veteran Democratic operatives after the release of the latest Project Veritas videos? In particular, I want to draw your attention to Robert Kramer, a convicted felon who visited the White House, according to reports, 342 times, also met personally with the president some 47 times, the most recent occasion being in June of this year.
Well, I've been asked about videos that have come from this outlet in the past, and in each time I've tried to urge people to take those reports not at face value, and not just with a grain of salt, but maybe even a whole package of salt, because despite what the name might suggest, these videos have not often revealed the truth.
You do have some people that were sort of shoved out or walked away based on the release of these videos.
Yeah, and so that is true, and so that's why I'm reluctant to comment directly on the videos themselves. I think there is a principle, though, that I will give voice to, which is I know that there was the suggestion in some of these reports that it might be a clever organizing tactic or a clever political tactic to try to incite violence at political rallies. That is entirely inconsistent with the president's view about community organizing and waging a vigorous campaign. We should attempt and we should have so much confidence in the power of our persuasion and in our arguments that we shouldn't have to resort to violence. And in fact, it is completely inappropriate to resort to violence to advance a political goal. And that certainly is a principle that the president strongly believes in.
As far as Craig was concerned, with all those visits here to the White House in particular, I'm wondering, is that a reflection of the ethical standards of the Obama White House that a guy like that, who, at least according to the videos, admittedly these videos are in some dispute in some circles, seems to be suggesting voter fraud, a person who is a convicted felon, who is an often frequent visitor here at the White House, it is a reflection, some would argue, of the standards of this White House, that that's the type of person that's here with that sort of frequency.
Yeah. And I think at this point, I would urge extreme caution in drawing conclusions about anybody's character based on a few hours of having looked at this video, because time and time and time again, information that is released by this organization is a lot different than initial reports would indicate.
Okay.
Really? How very interesting that is.
That's a bunch of crap.
Oh, isn't it? Isn't it? We have coming up shortly, I'm sending over to Mike right now, as a clip on Donna Brazile, who attacks James O'Keefe on the Megyn Kelly show, right? Now, check this out. She'll attack James O'Keefe, calling him a criminal. Oh, this criminal videographer who, you know, he can't be trusted because he's a criminal. All the while, completely lost upon this woman's mind is the fact that the subject of this conversation, the one that worked for the DNC, is not only a criminal, but he's not a criminal in the same way O'Keefe is. O'Keefe, he was charged with actually recording video and trying to catch these scumbags in the act. Whereas this guy, he has some real absolute felonies against him. Now, we have our next clip is Anderson Cooper. Anderson Cooper calls out Project Veritas. However, Anderson Cooper did have an opinion that says, you know, that this stuff is it's pretty hot. It's pretty damning. So Anderson Cooper on Project Veritas.
Different video emerging of a group of pro-Clinton political operatives talking about stirring up trouble and provoking violence at Trump rallies. The video comes from Project Veritas, brainchild James O'Keefe, who's got a less than stellar reputation for accuracy. However, some of the things you'll hear on the tape are certainly hard to ignore. Enough we're learning for one person to be fired so far, another to resign. A lot of questions being asked about the recording. Senior investigative correspondent Drew Griffin tonight has the story.
The undercover videos produced by discredited conservative activist James O'Keefe suggest it was Democratic operatives, hired political activists, working in coordination with the DNC to instigate violence and incite reactions at Trump rallies. And in one of the undercover videos, Scott Fovell, a subcontractor for a DNC-hired firm called Democracy Partners, supposedly explains just how he does it.
There's a script.
Okay.
There's a script of engagement. Sometimes the crazies bite, and sometimes the crazies don't bite.
When they're outside the rally, mm-hmm.
they're more affected out. They're harder to get in.
The media will cover it no matter where it happens.
I assume it's always in the rally.
Initiating the conflict by having leading conversations with people who are naturally psychotic. I mean, honestly, it is not hard to get some of these assholes to pop off.
Right.
It's a matter of showing up to want to get into the rally in a Planned Parenthood t-shirt, say.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, Trump is a Nazi. You know, you can message to draw them out mm-hmm. and draw them to punch you.
According to the undercover videos, it was this man the Democratic National Committee turned to organize the work. Bob Cramer is the husband of Illinois Congresswoman Jan Schakowsky. He's part of a group called Democracy Partners, and he too was caught on undercover video. Here explaining how he was hired by the Democratic National Committee to stage counter demonstrations and press conferences wherever the Trump campaign showed up.
And Pence are going to be, we have a bench.
Okay.
And we have a whole team across the country that does that, both consultants and people from the Democratic Party and the Democratic Party apparatus and people from the campaign. My role with the campaign is to manage all that.
Cramer stepped down from the campaign today and announced his subcontractor, Scott Fovell, was no longer working for his firm. Both the DNC and the Clinton campaign deny any coordination with anything involving the incitement of violence. Cramer himself told CNN his former contractors were committing barroom talk, insisting none of what is being described by Fovell ever actually happened. In a statement, Cramer writes, "We regret the unprofessional and careless hypothetical conversations that were captured on hidden cameras of a regional contractor for our firm. He is no longer working with us." The Clinton campaign response, "While Project Veritas has been known to offer misleading video out of context, some of the language and tactics referenced in the video are troubling, even as a theory or a proposal never executed. We support the Democratic National Committee's appropriate action addressing this matter and look forward to continue waging a campaign of ideas worthy of our democratic process." James O'Keefe is a convicted criminal, they add, with a history of doctoring video to advance his ideological agenda.
Oh, I love that part.
Andrew Griffin joins us now. So what's the DNC doing about this?
First, they put out a statement saying, Anderson, there's no evidence that anything described on these tapes actually took place. They agree with Bob Cramer's decision to step away and separate from any work on the Clinton campaign. But they're also going to investigate, they say, James O'Keefe to find out if he did anything illegal in gathering these tapes. We also did just get a statement in from Democracy Partners. That's a group of a partnership, basically, that works on Democratic campaigns. They said that we were breached and betrayed, but still standing, and we condemn your violence and election tampering in all forms. So that's where it stands tonight, Anderson.
All right, Drew Griffin. Drew, thanks. You can bet the panel's got plenty to say about this. Clinton supporter and former Obama senior advisor Van Jones is with us. Clinton supporter and Democratic strategist Maria Cardona, chief political analyst Gloria Borger, Trump supporters Jeffrey Lord and Scotty Nell Hughes, and our political director David Chalian. Gloria, how big a deal is this? I mean, it certainly looks damning on the tape.
It does look damning, and we don't know how big a deal it is. It's just more garbage in what's been a very ugly and divisive campaign. We don't know whether this was locker room talk, whether this
is sort of
occurred.
I mean, though, ironic that they're using the term
right.
barroom
yeah,
talk
right, right.
when they condemn Donald Trump
exactly.
for, you know, saying locker room
exactly.
talk.
We don't know how this video was gotten. We don't know how it was edited. I mean, there are so many unanswered questions to this story, so you need to start peeling the layers of the onion here. What I will say, though, you know, on the face of it, you see the story. It first appears in Breitbart. It confirms an existing negative narrative. If you are so disposed to believe that the Clinton campaign is dishonest, et cetera, it will do that. I think, however, this is a story that needs a lot more reporting on it, and the tape is quite disturbing, honestly.
Jeffrey, I mean, as a Trump supporter, you hear these people talking about, you know,
I'm not surprised.
Egging people on and fomenting violence.
Yeah, I'm not surprised in the least. As a matter of fact, I said some version of this months and months ago without knowing about this and said, this is what the American left historically does. They do things like this. Chicago riots in 1968 were based with these kind of provocations. And to be bipartisan about it for a moment, the first thing I thought of when I heard this was Nixon's plumbers. Who were out there breaking the law deliberately, burglarizing Daniel Ellsberg's psychiatrist's office and this kind of thing. I mean, this is not acceptable in American politics.
Yeah.
I mean, this is totally unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
Maria?
You're right. It is not acceptable at all, which is why I'm glad that the DNC and the Hillary for America campaign came out and said as much. I do think we have to underscore, though, the fact that James O'Keefe has zero credibility in this area. He's the one who did the doctored videos of Planned Parenthood,
right,
which were completely
zero
false.
Credibility.
He's a criminal, right? And so I think that, yes, we have to look into it and to make sure that, you know, none of this actually happened. The DNC says none of it actually happened, and in fact, this group and this guy was not working for the DNC.
I think to say he's a criminal, by the way,
not,
I mean, so he did committed, I guess.
He's a convicted criminal, isn't he?
Well, he was convicted of a crime. I don't know that one brands some person a criminal for the rest of their life based on one action.
Okay,
Van, what do you make of
this? That's true, but then I think we have to continue to look at it and see what's going on.
Well, there are two different things here. One is it looks like a confession from Creamer that they are, you know, sending people to the rallies to stir up trouble. That's not illegal. It's distasteful. But you can kind of live with that. The other, though, is horrific. The other is a conspiracy to rig an election. Now, I would take that much more seriously if it didn't come from Pinocchio. I mean, the guy, I don't like, you know, calling people criminals.
By the way, that's Donald Trump's plane arriving here in Las Vegas. He's arriving for the debate tomorrow. Go ahead.
I would take it a lot more seriously. They're not booing me, Jeffrey. As much as you wish they were booing me, they're not booing me. They're booing your kids. So here's the deal. I think that the fact that this comes from O'Keefe is a reason to withhold judgment. It's a reason to withhold judgment because this guy literally is Mr. Pinocchio.
He's a
less trusted figure in American politics. I don't know who it is.
That's right.
If any of this is even...
These people, they admitted to using people who were mentally ill to foment violence at Trump rallies on video. But O'Keefe is the criminal, right?
Yes. How stupid do they think we are? The gal says, oh, he supposedly explains. He does explain. I mean, it's right there in the clip. He's explaining. It's not supposed. He's explaining. That's what they do. And then they turn all this attention and focus on James O'Keefe. He was convicted of a misdemeanor. It was a low-level beef, and it was trumped up anyway.
Hey, trumped up.
Yeah, exactly.
No pun intended, I hope.
It's unbelievable how hard CNN works at covering up for the DNC in this situation. It just is unstinking believable. And what I like about it, though, is it's so freaking obvious. I mean, any reasonable thinking person can watch this clip and just see CNN and, you know, the DNC operatives for exactly what they are, a bunch of hypocrite, lying scumbags.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Folks, we're going to be taking your calls coming into this second hour. I just wanted to let you know, anybody who's holding on the line, please still hold on the line. Of course, we have Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, who is a de facto host of Resurrect the Republic and somebody who we love with all our heart. I mean, Chris, I spent time with him out there in Las Vegas during the Bundy debacle. And what a man, what an absolutely wonderful man. I can't speak highly enough of Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, how are you, brother?
I think you're exaggerating the facts there, Mr. Tom. But
welcome to the video, buddy.
Hey, that's really quite interesting. This blame the victim routine that these people always fall to is a matter of precedence. This is their pattern, practice, and custom. They always ascribe the characteristics of the person that they're wanting to accuse with what they do as a normal standard practice and custom. It's just a given.
Exactly. Yes, sir.
And
exactly
Hitler,
what they do.
It doesn't ever cease to amaze me how they keep pointing out that O'Keefe is a criminal, yet they don't mention what his crime was. Whereas Kramer, this man, who has visited the White House umpteen times, met with Obama himself, is the epitome of what Obama stands for. These kind of community organizing tactics where they use any means necessary, including violence, is not only subversive. It should be, and it is, in my opinion, from statutes I've read, absolutely criminal. These people should be rounded up. They should be arrested. They should be thrown underneath the jail. Yet they will criticize O'Keefe and his veracity is kind of questionable. And, you know, they supposedly said this and they supposedly said that. No, they didn't supposedly say anything. Just like Jono said just a few minutes ago, they said it.
Tom, let's look at James O'Keefe's background. The first one I remember him was where they had the supposed pimp going in with his hooker girlfriend, the young one, underage, that he's wanting to do all underage trafficking and sexual victims. And they caught him with, I don't remember, it was SEIU or what group it was. And then after that, it was the Planned Parenthood selling body parts of babies, trafficking on the world stage to the highest bidder. And now he's supposedly untruthful, and the guy that said what he said didn't say what he said. It is just absolutely in the insanity world.
You know, I think that sometimes I'm losing my mind a little bit when we can all actually listen to these recordings of these clips and we can hear them actually, you know, wheeling and dealing in body parts as if it didn't really exist. I mean, it's amazing to me. We hear them saying it, we hear them selling it, we hear them doing all these things, and these absolute progressive regressives, they have absolutely no problem with any of that. These people, and you know, I've heard, yeah.
Absolutely. If you look at
the only problem they have is God.
Go ahead, John.
Oh, it's okay. We just ran out of time. We're going into our second hour in just a few moments. Folks, hang on
a little bit before you
have callers on the line. We have some callers on the line. Jason and Reb. Please hang on the line. We will be back. If those of you want to call in, please do so. Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will be right back.
I'm not interested in photo ops. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.